Four tough issues are on the agenda of the two-day Synergy Conference: healthcare costs, a worker shortage, the so-called digital divide, and quality of life challenges like affordable housing, civic engagement, and the arts. Matt Franchinsky is a manager at Workforce Resource in Menominee. He says the worker challenge is all about demographics.
We're very old, we're very white, and we're going to run into trouble with having a large enough workforce to meet the demand here in the west central Wisconsin area.
Plus, there's the ongoing challenge of health care costs, according to UW-Eau Claire public health professor Jennifer Joes Artisensi.
Out of the last Synergy Conference, our group concluded we can't wait for the government to solve the problem of rising health care costs. The people that are going to solve the problem are going to be the direct stakeholders. They're going to be the people that are paying the health care premiums and paying for services out of their pocket.
Joes Artisensi says, for example, those with chronic illnesses or obesity could play a bigger role in maintaining their health.
If we just tell people you need to take more responsibility, we're not going to have success. But if we give people the right kind of education and the right kinds of support systems so that they can manage their illnesses, so that they can change their behaviors, adopt a healthier lifestyle, and be able to maintain that over time, then we'll see some success.
Conference goers will hear about one company that lowered health care costs 30%. Then there are the regional needs for high-speed and wireless networks. Chris Smith is executive director of UW Stout Solutions in Menominee.
If you see the steady march of the Twin Cities metro area, the individuals that are moving into these areas are not only wanting, they're demanding these types of services.
Meanwhile, former member of Congress Steve Gunderson has written a book on the jobs revolution and is one of the Synergy Conference keynote speakers. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.